Good morning. Say it like you mean it.
Good morning.
That's better. If heaven's peace floods your soul this morning, then you haven't wasted your time coming here. And if you can whisper Jesus, then you can say everything that needs to be said.
Amen.
Already heard a couple of good sermons this morning. I hope I can keep the pace. Some of the most profound and important declarations that have ever been made have become so overpopularized that it loses its impact. Now let me explain what I'm talking about. Let me give you a couple of examples. One is what we usually refer to as a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. You know how it goes, don't you? How many of you know that little pledge? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. Sometimes these words are so common, though, we've heard them repeated so many times that we just kind of brush over them and don't stop to think about what those words really say. We pledge allegiance, number one, to the flag. Is that okay? Is there anything disrespectful to God if we pledge allegiance to a flag? There isn't, is there? And that's a special flag because it's a flag of the United States of America. And we're also pledging allegiance to the republic for which it stands. Is there anything wrong with pledging allegiance to this great nation that we're a part of? I'm proud to be an American. I think God has blessed America beyond measure. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of patriotism. Sometimes we allow our politics to get in the way of our religion, but it doesn't mean that we have to disavow any allegiance to the flag or to the country. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Then what's the next phrase? How many?
One
nation. Under God. Now that's describing a special nation, isn't it? One nation under God, and then what does it say? Uh-oh, we just got in trouble there. Is this one nation that we are a part of indivisible? Not if the devil has his way. I could give you a lecture this morning on Easter that'd make you want to go hide your Easter eggs and then not hunt them. We could talk about the goddess Ishtar, where we get the name Easter. We could talk about the bunny rabbits and the Easter eggs and how they're symbols of this fertility goddess. And we could talk about the sunrise service and how it originated from worshiping the sun. But you know what? None of those things are really important if we put our focus on whispering Jesus. If we can just focus on worshiping God and using Easter as a reason or as an excuse, whatever you want to call it, for celebrating the fact that Jesus died on that cross and was buried and was resurrected, don't get hung up in all these, you know, stories about the holidays. The holidays are what you make them. We turned Halloween into a blessing, didn't we? We didn't worship the spooks and goblins. No, we used it as an opportunity to celebrate the fall season, the harvest, and so on. So life is what you look for. You can look for the bad, you can become critical and, you know, just tear things apart, or you can make it a blessing. Now, Tarina already used my sermon and her story. Even my scripture verse. And that's another example of one of those things, kind of like this allegiance to the flag, that we sometimes read John 3:16. We don't even have to open the Bible, do we? We know what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do you think about those words when you read John 3:16? Does it make the impact that it should make in your life? God loved the world. Now that's not talking about worldliness. That's talking about looking upon his creation. All those things that he just spoke into existence. The light, the plants, the animals, man. God loves those things. He created man in his own image. What a blessing, what a privilege. Are you representing the image of God? When people look at you, do they see Jesus? They should. That's what God intends. Now I've got a dilemma. It's 2 minutes till 12 and I just got up here. Now Jackie told me that I could preach all day if I wanted to. She said this was God's time, not man's time. I try to kind of keep a balance. Sometimes I go over a little bit, but I try to kind of keep my eye on the clock as well. We would all do well if we take the necessary time and energy and effort to take some of these simple messages that are all around us, like the pledge to the flag, like John 3:16, and there's so many other examples that I could bring up, but don't allow these things just to become so familiar. I call it the John 3:16 syndrome. That you just heard it so much that unless you put forth a little effort, it doesn't have a message anymore. But you know what? It's the most important message in the world, that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. That if we believe in him, what will we not do? We'll not perish. Will have everlasting life. And we're not talking about eternal years and years of time as we know it today. If that were the case, I'm not so sure it would be a blessing. You know, if God just said, I'm willing to extend your life forever, just as it is, I'm not sure that I would jump at that opportunity. But he didn't say that. He said that we're going to have an eternal life that our imaginations can't even grasp the things that he's prepared for us. We're going to go back to the Garden of Eden. We're going to go back to a perfect environment. We're going to go back to bodies that are not riddled with disease and injuries and sicknesses, and we're going to go to a society that's not bent on money and power and hurting each other. We're going to go to a church where there is no division. Amen. Can we have that here? Yes. We can have a start. We can start practicing now. Amen. We can pattern ourselves after the image that we were created in, and we can take this church and we can focus on trying to look at the things we have in common instead of the things that we have that are different from each other. I've got some opinions that knock you out of your chair. Okay, but that's all they are, they're opinions. And I don't have to give them up in order to make you happy. And you've got some opinions that would knock me out of my chair. And that's okay. We can be different and still love each other. And that's what it's all about, folks. The title of my message today is The Message. It's time we get back to basics. People are not going to be lost because they have not accumulated enough wisdom and education. People are going to be lost because they didn't accept the gift of eternal life. Now, once we accept that gift, we can focus the rest of our lives on growing and strengthening and focusing on developing our doctrines and our understanding of the prophecies. You know, the 2300-day prophecies is beautiful, but without Jesus, it's worthless. The Word of God is beautiful, but without Jesus Christ, it's worthless. Sermons can be good, but without Jesus Christ, it's a waste of breath. Amen. You've heard me quote Paul before when he said, I chose to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul was far from an uneducated man. He was far from limited in his knowledge. But Paul chose to get back to basics. Amen. He said, before we worry about the Sabbath, before we worry about the state of the dead, before we worry about the 2300-day prophecy, before we worry about spirit of prophecy, before we worry about diet, before we worry about anything, we've got to establish the foundation, and the foundation is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He said, if I don't know that, then I have no business preaching to you. And I feel the same way, folks. I'm not a smart man. I've got a college degree, but that doesn't make me smart. But I know what's important, and I can share with you and anybody else Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So many theories have been established as to what God has called us to do, such as gaining the respect of others or discovering something that's new, building great fame and fortune, overcoming the things that we fear. But the basis of the gospel commission is simply learning how to care, developing the ability by God's power to love everyone we meet, not doing what the world calls love. It's more than being kind or sweet. We are commanded to love the unlovable and to love them without condition. Why do we find it so difficult to accept such a life-changing mission? Many have forgotten how to express love if they ever really knew. Others find it extremely difficult to accept such expressions from you. Unconditional love is a miracle that we can each have in our life, but not until we seek God's will and turn our hearts from the strife. We can reach out to those around us and to touch their lives with healing by learning love based on choice, rather than emotion or feeling. This will reach us. It will teach us how God loves us and how we love His love we can share. Then we will finally comprehend that we are commissioned to care. Faith without works is like a poem without words. It's time we get back to basics. It's time we start loving each other. It's time we start representing the image of God that we were created in. It's time that we major in majors and minor in minors, because sometimes we get that turned around. We allow the little things to take priority and we allow the big things to get put on the back shelf. My message is simple, but it's important. Whisper Jesus. Allow people to see Jesus in your life. Start at the beginning. And the beginning is Jesus Christ and Him crucified and Him buried and Him resurrected and Him living today for us and through us and in us. Back to basics. If we get the basics, if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then everything else will fall into place. But if we seek all those other things, it's going to be a futile battle. It's going to be a waste of time. Seek Jesus. He's everything. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for the simplicity of Your message. We know that it's also a complex message that we can spend the rest of our lives studying and never fully comprehend. But it's so simple that all these beautiful children that we have in this congregation can understand the basis, the basics of accepting the gift of salvation made possible through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Lord, forgive us for making it more complicated than what it is. We just pray for Your renewed spirit. Let us take the time to read and study and understand, whether it's the Pledge of Allegiance or whether it's the beautiful promises in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have life everlasting. We thank You for that promise, and we claim that promise as our own. In Jesus' name, amen.